Hello.
Hello. What's good? Who am I? I'm Sky. I'm Fly. Straight out the shy. Just kidding. I'm straight. Straight out the A. L.A. Sky. That's where we do. Why are you going to fight?
Jake is about to cut you out.
All right. Can you stop? Chill. Anyway, I'm Sky. I'm Fly. I'm straight out the A. Here. In the fillet.
Oh, God. All right. You worked hard to make that rhyme. Okay.
And I'm with who?
What's up, bro? It's your girl, Sills. VA all day. Two up, two down. Chilling in my own stomping ground, Philly.
Ooh, look at you, Ron.
I haven't seen Philly in the daytime much, is what I'm saying. So
look at that.
I've had some good times, so I'm enjoying it.
Who are we? We're Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspective on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
With Echo Gel.
Wow, you took Echo Gel baby hairs.
Baby hairs.
That aren't baby hairs because you haven't had baby hairs since you were a baby.
Yeah.
That's how baby hair works.
All yeah. Right. I don't have them things. But anyway, who are we with? We are with Deacon Skyscraper.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen.
I wasn't going to allow you to introduce yourself.
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. Also known as Andre Carlisle.
There we go.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Or,
yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Ugh. Yo, I snorted.
Is that how you're feeling? Is there a little in your life right now?
Yeah, I mean, that basically, I changed it to that because that's just the vibe.
Okay.
And I said I'm really not going to change it. And the draft didn't really do anything to make me feel any better. So.
Yeah, this draft was.
Wait, pause. Before we all jump into this
episode,
jumping into the episode.
I just did a segue. I thought I was on the
point. I had you.
Okay, so yeah, we are giving our post review of the NWSL draft. Mm-hmm. Live and direct at the convention center in Philly. That's why you hear all that noise.
Yeah.
You're going to hear all that noise because it's going to be post-processing.
Yeah.
But you're going to hear all this noise.
Yes.
We got Georgia taking pictures. Nubia is entertained.
G-Money has been a
Ebony's ready to cuss me
today.
Out.
Yeah, she should.
Recording
you,
a video.
You messed up like four times.
Ebony's
should. She absolutely should.
I mean, we're going to cuss each other out because we're going to have to redo this audio. But anyway, we're going to talk about this draft. So, young Skyscraper.
Okay.
I know you upset.
Well,
I mean, how do you feel? Do you have a heart? Do you feel emotional?
Do you have a heart?
Wow. Well, I mean, it depends on what team you're talking about. If you're talking about the team that I cover, Washington Spirit, there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
If we're talking about other teams, I'm excited about what they did.
Wow.
But my squad.
How do you feel about forwards?
Yeah, they got like how many forwards?
I mean, we got a lot. We got a lot. We came in with a lot, and we added a few more. And actually, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
We're going to lose a lot with the World Cup coming up. But, yeah, I mean, we needed a lot. We needed a lot, and we didn't get a lot. Yeah.
Wait, I got a question, because y'all got 50 billion forwards. Me and Ebony have a wonderful forward line deployment that we got for y'all. We can come coach y'all.
Oh, God.
We going to just win games 30-0.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Is it just 10-0-10?
Yeah, 10-0.
0-10 formation.
Well, I said,
or 1-10 formation.
Look, we got an international coming in as a left back, and we still got Sam Staub. So we at least have two in defense. Then, of course, you know, we got, you know, Andy, and we got Ashley Sanchez. And then you can add one more midfielder in there because we got a bunch of midfielders. So you can add in Baggett, maybe Dorian Bailey Feist, depending on how you're feeling.
Okay.
And then the rest are forwards. So, you know, we got like, a 2-3. What is it? 2-3-5?
There
yeah,
it is. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go. 2-3-5. Like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree formation.
That's what I'm seeing.
God.
You see the vision. You see the vision.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, man. And, you know, they announced the trade that you lost the defender.
Well, where is your defender going?
You know, I heard, and it was confirmed. Via Twitter, and it was the official account, by the way. I checked it
to
make sure it was the official OL Reign account.
It was.
OL Reign made a trade with the Washington Spirit
for who?
To get Emily Sonnet.
I'm so excited.
Center back, right back, defensive midfielder.
I'm very confused. Where we're playing her?
I would love to know that as well.
I don't think you start her over Cook and
no
and Hyatt.
I don't think
this
so.
Is a vision.
And you have a right back that's
this is
very
a dream.
Good. So
and
I
mean,
understand.
Lou Barnes resigned.
Yeah.
This is a dream.
And I'm not 100% sure she's
I'm
a better left back
forward
than
to
Lou
this.
Barnes.
The screen that was let out.
Yeah, it
when
bad.
It was announced.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
If
I also embarrassed myself today. So
if you saw a pause on the broadcast because Jessica Bierman kind of stopped.
It was me. My fault.
Somebody yelled Trinity Rotman.
Yes. No.
From the gallery.
I said, can it be? I asked a question.
That's yeah, because Sonic was a player to be named.
No, and they hadn't named the player. And however, so I suggested a name.
It cannot be Trinity.
It cannot. But you also miss 100% of the shots you don't take, sir.
That's true, but it's still a miss.
it's still a brick.
Yeah, it's still missed. And you ended up getting Sonic, which, you know, if y'all had a need there, I'd understand. I'm struggling to figure out why y'all made this deal.
Could have used another mid.
Thank you, I guess.
Could have used another striker.
Unless something's going to happen.
I mean, we got at least Bennett, so...
Wait, hold on. Is there going to be a try?
Yeah, so that's my question. Like, what are y'all going to do?
Because there's not really room for her. I don't... She might be a trade... I mean, she's the greatest trade asset in the history of the league, so yeah. We'll see. That very well might be
Wait a minute. So, did y'all even get what y'all got? What it took y'all to get Sonic in return?
We got a pick.
Yeah, we got a pick. And we got a pick in 2024. Yeah.
Did you get money back, though?
The first round. I don't think it was money. It was just picks.
All right. But was it the equal, the trade that you got? Did you get what you got to get her?
They won.
I mean, from the trade, not really, because, you know, as much as Sonic, like... I don't know what her best position is still. I think it's center back. Like, OL Reign doesn't have a need at center back, so I don't really understand that. But did the Spirit get what they need? Not really. I mean, we'll have to wait until the 2024 draft to see.
That's true.
But I still think that, like, it's in a direction they need to go. All the players they're about to lose for this World Cup cycle, you know, I do think that if you look at all of the players that usually go...
Right.
Probably the most replaceable. Can't really replace what Trinity Rodman does. Can't really replace what Andy Sullivan does or Ashley Sanchez in that team. Mm-hmm. Maybe Hatch, you got an argument, but Hatch has been their leading goal scorer every year since like 2018. So even though I don't think she's like, I would like to see more versatility from the attack than what she offers, I still think that if you're looking at a player that you got to that you need to replace, it probably does land a Sonic. Or at least an actual
team.
Yeah,
you can get
player.
Something. Obviously, you can get what you need for her potentially down the line.
Yeah.
Not right now. I think on my end as an OL Reign fan, I'm a little confused about where she's supposed to fit. So, yeah, I kind of think
that
she's
being traded.
I think she'll get traded. I think it's part of packaging because we didn't have a ton of picks. We went local for pretty much every other move we made. Mm-hmm. Like, we scout very much in the state of Washington.
I'm going to get you a Sonic jersey. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope y'all will see the look I just cut her. You will see. I'm getting an Elise Bennett.
I was going to say, y'all got Elise Bennett, and I was really upset about that, to be honest.
Cougs, baby.
I was happy.
I got a good Cougs out today. Mickey. I did it.
Yes. Because Micaiah.
Oh, was going to the juggernaut?
He was going to the juggernaut.
Yes.
Someone stop Kansas City, please.
Kansas City literally went out and built.
They just
a super monster for free.
They say, we hate everybody. Let's get Michelle Cooper. Right.
Okay, so since this is the post game analysis, post draft analysis, so going back to round one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we? Is there like a listing of all the picks? I don't remember anymore.
So in round one, we reflect back on what was our thoughts and feelings.
Round one. I mean, I think we talked a lot in the moment. There was obviously some big trades. Gotham traded their second pick and got the fourth pick. With Kansas City, and Kansas City needs that to get Michelle Cooper to build one of the more horrifying midfields I can think of in recent memory, because one of them can shoot from distance and the other one doesn't miss. Like, it's Correct. Really hard. I was saying earlier in an earlier interview, I don't remember when, but there's two ways to win, right? You either have people who can shoot, like, for real from distance, which Michelle Cooper can do.
Mm-hmm.
I said when I saw her in the College Cup, I was like, that might be better than Press. And Press is the best I've seen.
Yeah.
Or you have speed because defenders can do a lot of things, but they can't get faster.
Right.
So I think the strategy in life is, how do we beat Naomi Garma? Like, I think that is a sound attacking.
Go faster.
Speed.
Speed passer. Yeah.
Speed.
Or speed side to side where she can't defend
multiple fast people.
She can stop one. Can't stop 50.
Or you can shoot on target from 30.
Exactly.
30, like Michelle. Or to beat it. So,
yeah.
I think there's some teams definitely trying to, you know, step on the throat.
Okay, so then, let's see. Mr. Skyscraper, what was your thoughts on the first round?
Well, the way it started, I thought it was going to be wild. Like, and because that trade, I did not expect that. I didn't see the Kansas City come up to number two. I didn't see Lynn Williams going to Gotham, which I think is really dope for them.
Yeah.
Like, I like what Gotham's been doing. I mean, they got Yasmin Ryan.
They had a good draft.
They got Yasmin Ryan in early. So, like, I like everything that they've done. But then it just kind of, like, chilled. Everybody just, like, no more trades. Everybody was just like, all right, we on the clock. We going to take our picks. I don't necessarily understand what North Carolina's thing was.
Okay, that's
it. They confuse me a little bit.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I think the only thing I hold out for them is they got an extra international spot.
Yeah.
And they've lost international players.
Yeah.
Here was my wild hypothesis.
They also can't keep international
players. That's true. Here was my wild hypothesis, though. $100,000 plus whatever they got today. Who's Arsenal getting rid of?
Yeah, so I do. Listen, I would love to see Iwabuchi in the NWSL.
Right.
So
Let's cook somebody up.
I was like, I wonder if it's Iwabuchi.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of that's a perfect player for that system.
It is.
And I know they're pushing Pinto up this year into like that 10 role, which she should be in that.
Yes.
She was, again, if you did not see Pinto in college.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, yes.
I feel like people forgot.
Yeah, they did.
Because that was it was an unfortunate year, rookie season, and for a number of reasons, which she's talked about, but. Like, don't sleep. Like, that player's still absolutely ridiculously
baller.
Good.
She's a baller. Yeah. And in a country where we don't have a ton of great midfielders right now.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what that looks like. Yeah, but I don't know. And they stopped picking early, right? They were done by the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were done. They packed up. They got out. They did their coach interview. Like, Nahas was like, all right, who got some questions? And then they bounced.
Yeah, he stopped by the pod, actually, so we got a decent interview.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Which helped explain some things, because obviously Ebony is a North Carolina fan. And there was
don't reveal, because we got many episodes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
But there, it was a lot of pain from North Carolina fans earlier today.
Well, I think my biggest thing was, like, I don't necessarily have a problem with, like, their strategy. Like, mm-hmm. they stocked the picks in the first round, and they got in, got out. I just think that with some of the, especially the first two picks, I feel like those players would have been available later in the draft.
Yep.
So they probably could have, like, traded down, done some things, maybe got a little money or something. But, I mean, I guess they don't need it. I don't know. Can I
tell you, that was my theme for tonight. Like, after the first five picks, there were a lot of you could have gotten them later.
Yes.
Right.
And it was weird because of how far, like, Messiah Bright fell.
Right.
Like, that didn't make any sense. So I'm like, what are you doing?
She's going to be so angry.
Yeah.
She's going to play so angry.
And this is exactly why I was like, so you can't sit here for this. NWSL, like, this has been like this for a while, where you can't sit and look at the draft and think, oh, well, the player dropped, so they're not good. Like, this bad.
Or they didn't get picked. So
they didn't get picked.
That's not true at all. And again, there's only so many roster spots. There's only so many teams. There's only 48 spots in the draft. Like, several good players aren't going to get drafted. And now other leagues are thriving. You see players going to Mexico now.
Right.
Yeah.
You obviously players still go to Europe. People are going to Australia and having a blast now. So I think there's other leagues who've invested and grown. So they don't have to play in the NWSL, right? And in order to be competitive. Yeah, we're gonna have to make some moves, and it was talked about in the press conference earlier today. But yeah, I think there's some work to be done. But yeah, I felt a lot like they could have gotten that player later.
Yeah,
no doubt. And it would have been like I say, you just like get the money, the money for it.
I actually think for a team that doesn't need a ton, I actually think Portland had a pretty sneaky good draft, and they actually got a higher pick next year for the last pick, which they didn't actually need.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to restock a championship team, a shield-winning team, whatever. So, you know, being strategic about that.
I was shook about that. I really thought they were going to get Nye Swanger, and I was like, yo, please don't let that happen.
No. Woo. Save us. So. But, I mean, her going to Gotham is pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good. But, I don't know how, like, I'm sorry, Portland people. Like, I kind of want to see something new at the top.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of like,
I think Kansas City's trying to make sure.
Yes, correct.
But yeah, I thought a few teams had good drafts. Obviously, I think Kansas City really, really cleaned up. Obviously, on a personal note, so happy that Mickey gets to play. Mekhi Menez gets to play for a juggernaut.
Yeah.
That actually needs defenders.
Yeah. And she's a really good defender.
I think she's a top three defender in the draft. So I was really shocked she fell that far.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's all good.
That's okay.
Because all they did was, like, you got better teams, they got picks.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of future trading of future picks.
Yeah. But why not? Because if you look back in the past years, you had teams who are really good, have no picks, appear in the first round.
That's very
the next year. So this is not like other drafts. This is part of why the draft can go away. It's not like other drafts where you get penalized for being terrible
to
a point. Or
because you can always trade.
Or if you are so good, you're not going to just disappear. Yeah. There needs to be some kind of balance.
I think definitely. We'll see what the draft, if it's around, and what it looks like if it's modified. I think a lot of people I've talked to, either wanted to change or go away. I don't know a lot of people who love the draft, but it's also a very American
thing
that we do in all of our sport. So, but it's a great to see, you know, young players who are, especially the ones who are here in person, like, there's a dream coming true tonight.
All right.
Family and friends are here. You can hear the, like, cheering and everything. The nerves, you can hear shaky voices and all those other things. So, this changes people's lives.
So, I mean, I guess some wrapping up thoughts. It was cool to see, you know, all this live because it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
But then also the chaos. But then also see people and reactions. Uh-huh. Seeing players react and get emotional.
Yeah.
But what are, do y'all have, wait. If you were getting drafted tonight, what's your theme music?
Oh. Oh, wow.
What's your theme song? And then what are we DJing? If we DJ, because the DJ went all over the place.
Yeah, there the was a hit or miss. That was a lot of hit or miss.
Yeah, when the DJ was on, they were on. But when they weren't, they kind of.
If you was you coming out, what's your hit?
I might have to do an homage 3-6 tear the club up.
Okay. Okay.
R.I.P. Gangsta.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your come out song?
Man, I gotta think about that.
I just need something to make me hype. Maybe, you know, first thing I'm saying, man. Start a fight.
I think. Knock if you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also
the other thing, and in mine would be walk through. Okay. You got to walk through.
Okay.
Y'all got to clear the aisles and walk through.
My other one would be Ode to Philly Tonight, just because it gets me hyped. Dreams and Nightmare.
Okay. I figured you were going to say that. Yeah. But anyway, this is it. That's all. Thank you, Tall One, O Tall One, for coming through.
Appreciate you.
Thank you to all the people. Thank you to Ebony. Thank you to Tamara.
Yeah.
Thank you to Nubia.
Yes.
Thank you to Georgia.
Thank you to all the people.
Yes. We see you. We hear you. We appreciate you. And what we going to do? We going to stay?
Hydrated.
We going to stay. That ain't right. Melanated.
Nope. I'm hydrated, honestly.
Keep your skin going.
We going to keep melanated. What are we doing? We going to make sure the...
Stay melanated.
We will make sure the black players in your life are always celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And that was the most struggle bus ending to this thing.
As you can tell, we've had a day.
We see you, we hear you, we appreciate you. Peace. Everybody say bye. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. There we go.